We have Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in this morning for George. And Mike, we have a visitor that wants to come in studio.
Oh,
somebody
good.
Who's always kind of had eyes for you.
Hmm.
Let's open the door and welcome Marge. George's old swim coach.
Hey, George. Oh, wait, George isn't here.
No, he's on vacation
oh,
today.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Hi,
we
Marge.
Have non-George. Hi, non-George.
Hi.
And Michael Ducey. Oh, my God.
Hello, Marge. Always great to see you.
I can't believe Michael's in studio. Michael, you're like my number one TV crush.
Oh, how nice.
I love the way you cover the White House and really stick it to Biden.
That's my cousin, Peter.
Oh. Well, could you get me a signed 8x10
sure.
of your cousin?
I'll do my best.
Of course I'm kidding. I know who you are, Mike. I watch Fox 4 all the time.
Oh, that's great.
When I have access to a TV.
Oh, no.
I watch it all the time with one hand on the remote and one hand frantically working my trackpad on my laptop. On my laptop.
Okay. Right, that's what I thought.
My lady laptop.
Does Mike do something for you?
Oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe it. He makes my body come back alive. It's so beautiful. I love you and that Steve Ega.
Oh, Steve, he's got it going on.
The Ega Beaver is what I call myself when I'm watching him. I totally ship the two of you, Mike, and I write fanfic about you both. It's headcanon that both of you race to the bathroom after a newscast and compare panties.
Oh, God.
Is that what happens at that place?
Not that you know of.
Anywho, I hear you guys are going to build a new studio.
Yeah, we're excited.
How exciting. Through. You think they may give you something bigger than a broom closet to office out of now?
You never know.
I know they've pretty much chased you off the air over there, but I still love Free For All.
Thank you.
I still love it, although I'm jealous of that young Boston hottie, Sam Gannon.
Yeah, well,
she gets to sit next to you the whole show.
I know it's a thrill for
She's
her.
Living my best life. I've run into many difficulties in life, as you can probably tell from the fact I'm covered in scabs and in a wheelchair in such disrepair that I'm having to use two covered wagon wheels on each side.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, the good ones fell off.
Oh, that's terrible.
They fell off. And this is all in response to George leaving me high and dry. Watching these Olympics has been so painful for me.
Oh, I bet.
So painful.
What could have been?
Our swim team was right on the cusp of making the Olympics when George quit so he could go chase some R.L. Turner tail. I was devastated. I confronted George about it, and he took it rather poorly. He was upset. At least I think he was upset. I don't remember much of what happened after he threw me off the roof of the field house.
Oh, that's terrible.
George. Yes, it was a closed head injury. I lost a lot of the memories from that era.
Did that start your physical problems?
It did. Oh. It started me down a trail of dissatisfaction and unhealth.
Sorry to hear that.
And I had already lined up several Marge Schwendidler endorsements, everything. I was going to be the coach that won the Olympics. Wheaties, Tang, Tampax, the whole schmear. And then George did that to me. If George hadn't have pulled out at the last second, well, I might have had an anchor baby, but also...
Oh, God.
We might have won the Olympics.
What kind of projects are you working on, Mike?
Oh, got a few things going on over there, Marge. Can't really divulge any of them right now.
You thinking about finally getting into TV shape? Are you still committed to your radio body?
Well, going to try to work on it, you know. It gets difficult as we get older.
I got to say, Mike, you're one of the few men that I'd leave my husband for.
Oh, Sarah, I didn't know you were married.
Well, by husband, I mean my Hitachi muscle relaxer. I bet you're wondering, why the neck brace?
I was going to ask.
Yes, funny story.
Funny?
I was traveling across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge with a low charge on the chair, and I was wearing my I Heart Mike Ducey t-shirt, in fact, that I got at a fun run you did many years
nice.
Ago.
when I saw a Mercedes S-Class bearing down on me at great speed. And it hit me with a wide-open throttle that sent me hurtling through the air.
Oh, that's terrible.
In the midst of my bone-breaking somersault, I was able to see the plate just for a moment, frozen in time, and there it read, Clarice won.
Oh,
she
no.
hated the shirt. She would not stand the shirt.
She would not do that.
It was very triggering to her, and I apologize to her publicly. It's the first chance I've had to apologize to her.
It was your fault.
It was my fault for wearing the shirt. Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Clarice.
Clarice drives a Lambo.
I've got to go now, guys. I got to get my start so I can get down to the Trinity to catch my lunch.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
Marge.
Bye.
I hate that she's eating out of the Trinity.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
There she goes, Marge, George's old swim coach, who has a longtime crush on Mike.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it?